Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Gary Moore is our guest. He's our good friend, the author of Faithful Finances 101. GaryMoore.com, right, Gary? Or is it Faithful Finance? No, I'm sorry. FinancialSeminary.org.
Org, yes.
FinancialSeminary.org is the website. They can find your books there, too, can't they?
Yes.
So all that's right there.
And they can find it on Amazon.
As well as Amazon, exactly.
Well, let me mention my latest one.
Please.
Called Look Up America.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Thank you for reminding me about that. Yep.
And that specifically is discussing the moral issues that, in essence, I believe, caused the Great Recession and is what's troubling people today.
Jeff. You know, the reason I don't have it on my broadcast area is because I had it out reading it in my office. So sorry about that. Look Up America is the new book, folks. So I guess that's a backhanded compliment there, Gary. Hey, Gary, what is a socially responsible investment? What is it? What's the definition?
It's one. Okay, we were talking about the moral issues. If you think through everything's going on in Washington and Wall Street, what we object to is there's a small group of people, Jim. Call them the 1%, but it's broader than that. It's 5 to 10%, who are, in essence, being overcompensated at the expense of everyone else. That's what Facebook was. Zuckerberg did great. Bono did great. Everybody else got the shaft, okay? And that's a moral issue. What socially responsible investing does, it looks at it and it says, yes, we want to make money, okay? This isn't altruism. It's not charity. But we also want to invest in things that are creating jobs for people instead of doing unnecessary layoffs. They're treating employees right. They're treating suppliers right, the really small business.
That's a big deal right there.
Well, that's becoming a bigger and bigger deal all the time.
Yes.
CEO compensation, we want the CEO to be well compensated. But Peter Drucker, for example, used to say, there isn't a CEO in the land that's worth more than 20 times the average employee's income.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these guys, there's two ways to do it. One is if something's really egregious. For example, I grew up in the tobacco industry. I don't mean to be critical, but my own family's in that in Kentucky. And so none of the socially responsible funds will invest in a tobacco company because I don't care what you do. They're not going to get out of the tobacco business.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way to really make that a socially beneficial enterprise. It's the manufacturers will do okay, but everybody else, you're going to die like my parents-in-law
mm-hmm.
did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they'll avoid that. That's called avoidance investing. But most companies aren't that black and white. Okay? Most companies are like people, and they have some good things, some bad things. So there's another area called shareholder advocacy, where these we will make long-term investments in these companies and that do generally beneficial things. And a good example is General Electric. You know, they used to have the commercial, we bring good things to
mm-hmm.
life and all that stuff. The problem is GE also owed a nuclear armaments subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they were in the defense industry, of course. And the Catholic nuns are always very good at this. And rather than selling GE, they, in essence, used to show up, a little old nun in her habits and stuff, would go to a GE shareholders meeting. Imagine Jack Welch on the stage,
yeah.
And this nun walks up the microphone and says, Jack, or Mr. Welch, as they would call him, you bring good things to life, and yet you own this subdivision that can destroy humanity, okay? Well,
mm-hmm.
in essence, they did that so often that Jack ended up selling the division
mm-hmm.
off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what's happening more and more and more.
And so
Walmart,
you're saying that the solution to Wall Street is going to have to come from Main Street.
It's a bubble up movement, all moral
yeah.
movement.
I've been saying for a long time that the way to solve our problems is to look to the way people do business on Main Street and model that.
Jim, the socially responsible investing movement is the same moral movement as the civil rights movement, as the Equal Rights Amendment, the movement, and so on. The people at the grassroots have to bubble up. Jesus, to use religious language, did not go to Caesar and say, hey, Caesar, you know, you got to improve your ways here.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the people and said, here's what we got. And he started a grassroots movement. And for that reason, by the way, religion is not generally a favorite subject of the elite.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. Religion tends to be your school teachers. And so on.
Yeah.
And that's the way you change the world, Jim, and it's the only way Wall Street will change.
Financialseminary.org is Gary's website. Gary, thanks for being here. Good job.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.